Thank you very much. Please be seated. Well, it's wonderful seeing you all again on a Sunday night. Really, I appreciate you coming in from all over the area, and I'm sure that Reverend Chris Gear and everybody else does. Most of you know, at least the core knows, that Chris and Barbara were my aides for about 5 years. And so, through the years, we have been very closely knit together. And real thankful for their ministry and their dedication. Phyllis, good to see you. You got married on me. Nice. Got anything to show for it? Mrs. Wirbel and I will be returning to this United States tomorrow. And so I just want to again thank Chris and Barbara and all the Corps here and staff and everybody for the exquisite way they took care of us. And how blessed I've been just to be in their presence. Since this is the meeting here at this time of country coordinators, of course, what I'm going to say should be applicable to every born-again believer, but especially to our coordinators. I wanted to just share a little bit tonight on the joy of serving. The joy of serving. Number one, you can't serve unless you've got something to serve. So if you're going to serve a dinner, you have to have a dinner to serve, right? Good. If you master the foundational class on power for abundant living and the intermediate class, plus the collateral readings that accompany them, you have really something wonderful to serve people with. That twig and twig area leader and the country coordinators, leadership of the core of the WOWs, have to all have this joy of serving. If you haven't got the joy of serving, you missed something in the Word of God you ought to put on. So number one, you got to have something to serve. Number two is love. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, be ye therefore followers, imitators of God as beloved or dear children. Number 2, and walk in love as Christ also loved you, is the text. And gave up himself for you, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. A bet most of you thought I was going to read you 1 Corinthians 13. Wouldn't hurt you to read it sometime again and believe what it says. And I want you to look at 1 John, the epistle of 1 John. Chapter 3. Verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God. And this word love is always agapeo. Agape. Because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Verse 17. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Back to Peter. Flip back a book. 1 Peter. Chapter 2. No, chapter 1. Seeing ye have purified your souls that's renewed mind because your soul is not purified when you're born again it becomes purified as you renew your mind according to the word purified your souls in obeying the truth. There it is. Through the Spirit unto unfeigned. Unfeigned is genuine love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervent. First, in the joy of serving, you got to have something that's joyfully to be served. Secondly, love. And then thirdly, service. That's the joy and the order of it. I'll give you the four basic scriptural things relative to service as I know it from the greatness of the word. I'm not going to read these, just going to give them to you. I'm going to read one of them with you. Luke 20, 22 and following. Luke 23, 16 and following. John 13, 1 and following. But the one I want to read with you is from the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 10. Verse 35. and James and John, two of the apostles, sons of Zebedee, came unto him, unto Jesus, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. Sounds sort of selfish, doesn't it? And Jesus said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant us that we may sit one on the right hand and the other on the left hand in thy glory. And Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? Referring to his death. 1:39, and they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. Verse 41, And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And Jesus called them to him, all 12, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. See, the world is just opposite of the teaching of the Scripture. They exercise lordship over them, and then the greatest, when he gets higher up on the ladder, then he exercises authority over the top of them too. That's why so many times we have heard that money is power, because money buys people, and then people become the slaves of those who have the money. That's the world. Verse 43, But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be minister. Be your minister means minister to you. See, every twig coordinator ought to know what's happening in his twig among his people. He ought to know his people very well so he can minister to them. You can't help somebody if you don't know there's a need there. So the twig coordinator really has to get close to his people to know. And people are usually hesitant to really tell you what they need until you have earned their respect. And you earn people's respect by serving them the Word of God and loving them, and then learning to keep your mouth shut. You just never tell anything. You just help people. Forgot which verse that was. 43. Right. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Verse 44. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest, the greatest, the toppest, shall be doulos of all, servant of all. Not just minister, but a servant of all, a doulos, marked out for just serving people. For even verse 45, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. after all of my years and our years of working with people, I think the joy of service is exactly in a synopsis form what I've given you tonight. Number one, you have to take PFAL and master it. Intermediate, you got to master it. The collaterals that go with it, you got to master. Then you've got something to serve people. And then you have to do it with the love of God in the renewed mind. Agapeo. And then your service is just not a ministering service, it is a doulos service. Or you're a marked out slave for serving. And I think this is what has made the way ministry so wonderful all over the world, generally speaking, is that we have a lot of the love of God in renewed mind in manifestation among our people, and that we are serving our people. So every TWIG coordinator, TWIG area, country, anybody that blesses people, like anybody, even if you're not a TWIG coordinator, you ought to master this so you can help somebody in the shop or factory or wherever you are, so that you got answers for them. Outside of this ministry, people, I've seen very few answers. If we knew where there were more, we'd go get them. That's right. I think later on tonight you're going to hear this old church hymn. O Master, let me walk with thee in lowly paths of service free. Teach me the wayward feet to stay and guide them in the homeward way. Teach me thy patience still with thee in closer, dearer company, in work that keeps faith sweet and strong, in trust that triumphs over wrong. In hope that sends a shining ray far down the future's broadening way. In peace that only thou canst give, with thee, O Master, let me live. That was my confirmation verse. Hymn, rather. Not verse, hymn. Revelation 3:20 was verse. Well, way back in March 17th this year, we officially opened and dedicated the Word Over the World Auditorium at International Headquarters, that I'm sure a lot of your love and blessing is involved in. And since the opening, we have been making available the Sunday night teaching fellowships, teaching service, on videotape as well as audio. But because of the differences in formats used in the United States and used here, most of you have not yet had the opportunity to see a video version of the Sunday night services. So Reverend Geer and I discussed this yesterday and felt that you'd be blessed tonight to see the Word Over the World Auditorium in a Sunday night service. So, Reverend Geer, you do what you have to do.